Nolte, Analysis Predicts Death of Cable News Within Decade, Teehee. By John Nolte on May 26, 2023. The cord-cutting math doesn't lie. The cancer of cable news will likely be dead within the decade. And now, I'm going to pat myself on the back. As I have told you for over a decade, the only way to kill CNN, MSNBC, Comedy Central, and other basement-rated networks that hate you and seek your destruction is by canceling your cable TV package. This includes satellite TV and streaming cable services like Sling TV. But to keep things simple, I will refer to them all as cable TV. Cable TV is a total scam and an affirmative action program for left-wing outlets that could never survive on merit, i.e., advertising revenue based on ratings. The scam works like this. If you're one of those suckers who still pays for cable TV, part of your insanely overpriced monthly cable bill goes directly to hate outlets like CNN that want you dead. How else do you think CNN, which currently averages a pathetic 400,000 primetime viewers, survives on advertising? No. CNN could not survive? On advertising revenue? No, it's the rigged cable game that keeps GLA alive. Same with Comedy Central, MTV, and all these other left-wing propaganda outlets. It's called a carriage fee. Whether or not you watch CNN, if it's available on your cable package, you subsidize CNN's hate, lies, and violence with this carriage fee. Yes, the whole system is rigged. That's why I've been telling you for over a decade to cancel your cable package. Cable TV is not only an overpriced sewer pipe pumping garbage directly into your home. With 20 minutes of ads an hour, you are subsidizing propaganda. Well, at long last, the end is nigh, and the deniers can no longer deny it. As recently as 2016, just over 70% of all households with a TV had cable or satellite TV subscriptions. Today the figure is just under 40%. During the first quarter of 2023, another 2.3 million customers, or 7% of the total, cut the cord to traditional cable, the fastest cancel my subscription pace ever recorded. Every household that cuts the cable cord also cuts funding to these hate outlets. And with less money coming in each month, these hate outlets will no longer be able to afford to produce their propaganda. Better still, they won't have the millions needed to buy the self-respect, credibility, and souls of so-called news anchors. So eventually, probably sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, cable TV is going to stop being worth it for all parties involved and will, for all intents and purposes, disappear, reads the TV Rev analysis. That will suck especially hard for cable news networks which have been massive cash cows for their owners. And here's what I've been trying to tell you for over a decade. Cable news networks do not make the bulk of their revenue from ads, but rather, from the outsized carriage fees. This means that a CNN's only hope of surviving is to 1. Launch a streaming service or 2. Move to an existing streaming service. Either way, the cash cow is dead. Outlets like Comedy Central, CNN, and MTV will not survive as standalone streaming services. No one watches them for free on their cable packages, so who would pay $5 a month to stream them? Moreover, if a CNN chooses to jump to an existing streaming service, their production costs immediately become a liability. How many subscribers would the Max streaming service gain by adding a national joke like CNN? The future of cable news is CNN Plus, which lasted less than a month, teehee. Good riddance to the cancer of cable news. Oh, and don't forget who showed you the way and who has the right to say told ya so. That would be me. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.